Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Nightlight. This is a special night. This is a night I get to share with a very good friend, Mary Peeler, who is, as you all know, phenomenal, exciting, talented, gifted, warm, friendly, spiritual, wise. She's all the good stuff in life. She's so good you can't believe she's real, but she is. She is probably one of the most talented and gifted and humble mediums I have ever worked with. And for those of you who are not aware of her, and I can't believe there's anybody out there that isn't, but just in case, for those of you who don't know how fantastic she is, her website is www.psychicmediummary.com. And if you have ever had the pleasure of getting a reading from her, you will know why I say right now, if you want a reading tonight, you had best get in line because the line gets really long really fast. But Mary's idea many months ago was that she and I were to do some radio shows about once a month. And this is the third one that we've done. And it's really exciting to pick a topic and focus on the topic and share whatever knowledge and wisdom and insights we can with you guys and then to do readings. And that's about what we're going to do tonight as well. Mary is wherever it is warm at this point in time. So I'm going to pull her on and make fun of her. So, hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
I'm laughing like crazy. There needs to be a new abbreviation for laughing like crazy, LLC.
So, Oh, my goodness. You are where it's warm, are you not?
Well, I'm in Florida. But it was cold this morning and this afternoon. It is lovely. So I am celebrating, but it isn't hot, and which is a blessing, but I don't have snow. So,
well,
yes, it is warm.
Neither do I, and it was almost 50 degrees here today.
Ah, okay. Well, we were in about 60, 65, so we did beat you, if you want to play it that way. But it's very, very nice.
I mean, usually this time of the year, I'm posting pictures on Facebook that you know, have my deck, you know, swallowed up by snow. So it's just such a pleasure to look out there and see puddles and to see my daylilies coming up and my daffodils coming up. I mean, I realize they're going to go under sometime soon, but it still is such a pleasure to not have 4 feet of snow out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, boy, I would agree with you on that. That's nice.
And actually, when I did the predictions for this year, and I'm so proud of myself, I have them up already through April. So I feel I'm ahead of the game. And one of the main things that in all of the predictions for this year, I found that it was a matter of, you know, the weather is going to be different. Watch out. You know, it's gonna kind of be strange, and our cycles are changing, and all sorts of stuff like that. So, you know, so if the East Coast stays warm, it's my fault because I predicted it. And if it snows, then I'm not going to be a newscaster anymore, weather forecaster.
I love that, Bob. I'm so proud of you.
So let me ask you something. Did you sit down and do any forecasting as far as what this year is going to hold for humanity?
No. I leave that to you, Barbara. I do well realizing and trying to remember to leave gasoline in the car. So
okay.
That's my forecasting. Did I do it? Will I do it? Will Wayne be upset with me if I don't fill up the car? That's my
probably
kind of forecasting, honey. So
okay. Then let me leap into the topic that you picked for tonight, because you did pick it.
Before you go, Barbara, change the subject there, okay? Tell everybody who's listening where to find them, because you really have a marvelous gift of being very accurate about what's coming in the world. And so I think everybody would like to know where to find your wonderful, wonderful predictions.
Well, it's on my website, barbaradelong.com. And there's a drop-down menu that has cosmic forecasts in it. There's an overview for 2016, and there's a month-by-month forecast. And it's been a lot of fun doing it this year. I am becoming more and more globally oriented than ever before. So I find it fascinating how the readings that I do that are, you know, forecasts for the future have changed over the years. It is kind of it's exciting, it's fun, and you know, every now and then I sit back and I say, "Oh, that'll be a doozy if that one happens."
Okay,
so
that's kind of cool.
We'll just see if it unfolds. You know, it's kind of, I mean, I don't go into stars or politicians or anything like that, because I, you know, that's really not, I don't think, where people's heads are, really. And, you know, mostly it's a spiritual type stuff, but it does impact society in many different ways, which is kind of cool. And your website is psychicmediummary.com, and everybody should check that one out, because it's a beautiful website. It's I almost want to say it's a sweet website, and I mean that in the nicest of ways. It's just, it's you.
Thank you very much. And my daughter-in-law, Andy, A-N-N-D-E, that's Andy. That's my daughter. She's in charge of it. So I bless her for that, because I really don't like having to do websites. I'm not very good at it.
No, you're not.
Thank you.
No problem. So we all have, I'm not either. I have to admit that I did not design mine, but I do take care of putting all the material up on it so that while there was a web designer, she taught me how to add stuff and stretch stuff and stuff like that. So I am very grateful for having learned how to do some of this stuff. It has been an exciting adventure into IT for me. And, you know, I don't want to go any further into it, but I've learned an awful lot. And, you know, when I mess up, I have somebody I can call that can fix it, which is even better. But I do want to pick up your topic for tonight, and that's we decided we were going to work on for those who think they've gotten off their pathway, how to get back on, and for those who are stuck, you know, how do you get unstuck on your pathway? You know, when you feel that you're blocked and that you don't really know quite how to make things move or work the way they should. And it's a good topic because in doing the readings that I do and the people that come to me for readings and stuff, I think that's one of the things that is asked of people a lot. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know, I'm stuck. I don't know how to get movement going in my life, or am I on the right pathway? And it's, you know, both of those questions come up a lot. Along with others, but they're the ones that I like to sort of, you know, kind of get my teeth into with people. It's, you know, there are the trivial questions that are also important to everybody at that moment in time, and then there are the deeper ones that you know, also are important. So what do you say to someone who says, look, I don't know if I'm on the right pathway or not?
Well, basically, I'm very old-fashioned on that. I always answer with sort of a standby answer that I think can relate to anything. But anything, if you follow your heart, then you are on the right pathway. And you'll know if you've made a turn or a twist, perhaps, by when your brain tells you, wait a minute, here is a book you should read, or here is a person you should meet, or maybe that group you just got involved in is not good for you, or you feel uncomfortable with it. So for me, it is follow what you want and always invite in divine energy. And then when mm-hmm. you're doing and you're using your brain as a backup, then all three systems, divine energy, your heart, and your brain sort of work together. And when you feel comfortable about it, then you know you're on your own pathway. You know you're doing what you should be doing. And not all of us are called to help in, say, giving readings, but all of us are called to help in a special way that fits them.
Yeah, that's the one thing I think that I have found over time. Everyone, every single person on this globe is on a spiritual journey. And
yes.
And it's just a matter of how that spiritual journey is going to manifest within their lives. They don't have to be ministers. They don't have to be psychics. There are tons of people walking the spiritual pathway without actually being a practitioner. It's not something that that you have to serve. You know, service comes in many different ways, shapes, and forms. There are nurses that are unbelievable angels in hospitals that are on a spiritual pathway, especially those in hospice and those who are working in places where people are passing over, and they're amazingly kind and gentle and compassionate, and they are so much walking a spiritual pathway, it's unbelievable. Yet if you said to them that that's what they were doing, they would kind of look at you and think you were crazy. So you don't have to be a practitioner to be on the spiritual pathway. Walking your talk is definitely keeping you on a spiritual pathway. I have found especially when I'm stuck, that I have to trust my gut. And you know, I flip out all the time, you know, trust your gut, except when you've had Mexican food. And I really mean it. Every so often I will do something and I will have a feeling, ooh, that was a mistake. Or, you know, there have been a few times in my life when I've been working, well, with the radio show, and I've booked someone and I've stepped back and I've said, wait a minute, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing in the world to do. And the more I work around things, the more I think, yeah, no, I made a mistake and I will have to unbook someone. And I have done that just recently. And it's sort of like learning how to trust your feelings. The spirit within us will never let us do something that is inappropriate for us. That spirit will not allow us to happily tread forward. There will always be an uneasy feeling here, and that's different from nerves. It's just, you know, there is a rumbling inside, and it's not indigestion. It's, you know, are you paying attention? I'm giving you signals. Are you paying attention? And when we ignore those signals, you know, we step in it like crazy, and it's something that happens on a very conscious level. And well, so often people have said to me, I knew I shouldn't do that, but I did it anyhow.
Well, Barbara, that's exactly what needs to be stressed also, is that when we do listen like that, whether it's even as simple as which blouse to wear or where to park our car or when to treat somebody to a cup of coffee or something, that's getting on your spiritual journey. And I bet there's lots of people who are listening today that say, oh my gosh, I do that all the time. I didn't know that was part of the spiritual journey, but it is, because that's when we make the biggest, largest, best connection to divine energy. Call it God, call it mother, call it whatever you want, it's still divine energy. And that's, like you said, that's part of the spiritual journey, the spiritual pathway. It gets us off the stuck part when we trust that gut feeling. Or the little energy in our head that says, "Wake up!"
Yeah, that's it. It to me, it's and people talk about being stuck. You know, I'm on a spiritual pathway and I'm doing my spiritual stuff and nothing is happening. I'm stuck. And you know, what do you say to people like that? Because sometimes you have to. Sometimes spirit sticks us because we need to develop patience. Sometimes it sticks us because we are being pigheaded and going in a direction that they really didn't want us to go in, and we just think that's where we should be. You know, what do you say to people that come up to you with, I'm spiritually oriented and nothing's happening in my life, so why isn't spirit helping me move forward?
Okay, well, judging by my own experience, I am doing my best, and I would tell anybody this, get comfortable where you are. Get comfortable being stuck. Because as soon as you make friends with where you are at this moment, then your guides or just plain old life is going to shake you up, because it's like, okay, I'm walking in the park and I'm having fun and I'm just comfortable. But as soon as I get that comfortable feeling, pow, bang, I run into or walk into a coffee shop and get this immediate need to read the person who's serving me. So I didn't ask for that. I had no contemplation of that. But Spirit said, well, guess what? We're going to shake you up. So for me, it is be patient, be happy with being a nobody, be happy with just being who you are, a part of this huge universe. And then before you know it, I'm telling you, the universe, God, divine energies goes, yeah, watch this. Now you're going to shine. Now you're going to grow.
It does
and
happen
you're
that way.
Like, you know what I'm talking about.
I do. And it's just amazing. I have found that you know, there's no way you can't BS the universe. Trust me, I have tried. And it's, you know, I'm ready to move forward. I'm all set. I've done all the work. And that's what I hear. I hear laughter. So when you get to a place where you are totally happy and content, that's when usually the universe shakes you up by opening another door, by expanding consciousness, by putting into your pathway something you had never anticipated, and yet there it is. And yeah. So I think when people are blocked, I usually tell them, you know, it's a time for patience. It's a time where the universe wants you to become more comfortable with yourself, very much like what you said. But if you want to make things move a little faster, it has always been my belief and my experience that the more creative you get, the more spiritual energy you pull into your body that sort of fuels forward motion, and the more creative you are, whether it's by writing or talking or journaling or you know, I don't know, crafting of some sort, the more creative you become within your life, that's the fuel that the spirit needs to move you forward to the next experience or challenge or whatever. I think that spirit looks upon all of the dilemmas that we, you know, fall into, trip into, or sucked into, however you want to call it, because they're experiences that the spirit needs to grow and evolve. And I do believe that sometimes spirit forgets that it's in a human reality and that some things are a lot more difficult for the human entity than spirit thinks. And there have been moments when my consciousness has, you know, kind of thumped on the door to my higher consciousness and said, are you really paying attention to what you're doing? You know, have you taken a look at the vehicle you're driving and what it requires? Because, frankly, mm-hmm. my body can't handle all of this. So ease up, for God's sakes. You know, traumatize another aspect of life for a while. Just give me a break. And
yeah.
It works sometimes. I can't say it works all the time, but I can say that there are moments when it's like, oh yeah, okay, let's take a break for a while and, you know, catch your breath and catch up on all the stuff you have to do. I mean, I think sometimes the spirit inside of us forgets that it's in a human body.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time when you have to acknowledge that it's a human body and you need to feed it, and maybe you need to bake brownies.
Quite possibly.
Whatever kind of brownies you want. I don't have any idea where that came from. But I do believe chocolate is a universal healer. So it goes right along with that coffee, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, brownies sound good to me. Coffee, not so much, but brownies, definitely. But, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know, we have our pathways, and that's a serious thing. But laughter is also a very important part of spirituality, of being on your pathway, of evolving. And the more laughter you can have in your life, and not inappropriate laughter, but genuine laughter, I feel it lightens the load. It allows the spirit to soar. And, you know, in moments of depression, you know, if you can get, and that doesn't mean that you try to get somebody in major depression to laugh. They could threaten your life. But when
yeah.
When people are down, quite often, being able to talk to them and remember fun and funny things that have happened often helps to lighten the moment so that they can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So many people go through a depression and they get so caught up in the depression that they they sort of are stuck in it and they don't know how to get out of it. And sometimes simple laughter is a good way of helping people to remember the light and to help them recognize it when it's there in front of them.
I agree.
Sometimes. Yeah. Again, if someone is in a major depression, don't try to suddenly joke with them and tease them and kid them around. They have to be ready for it.
Yeah, you have to know it. But it still comes right back to, even when you're stuck, you have to know that you have to use divine guidance. And maybe that is simply your own intuition, whatever it is, your mm-hmm. heart and your brain.
Absolutely. And it works. I mean, we're on a journey here, but there's nothing that says it has to be a hard, difficult, sad one. It's a joyful celebration of a lifetime. And there is fun and light and laughter all over the place. It's a matter of choosing to embrace it or not. And sometimes people choose to not embrace it, and that's okay. That's their journey, but it doesn't need to be yours.
That's right.
You know? I'll sit and be somber with you for only so long, and then I'm going to have to tease you or something.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yep.
We got a lot of people here in line, Mary. Okay. We've got Gussie here. Hi, Gussie. How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. How are you?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. How can we help you?
What kinds of questions do you prefer? Or do you have
Mary?
A preference?
Mary, do you have a preference for questions or whatever?
I don't care what it is. I just want it simple and just telling me your name and the question. Keep it simple.
Do you take health questions?
I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
But I can tell you what I come up with, what the feeling is, but I'm not a doctor.
Okay, then I'll take that one off the
burner.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'd like to see what you have to say about perhaps some love, partnership, romance coming back into my life.
Did one of them drop you?
I'm sorry?
What, Mary?
Well, when she said that, I felt like that there's a part of you who likes the entertainment value of this. And so I also feel like one of them left you at a low point, but very entertaining.
Oh, I'm not dating anyone at all.
Okay. So where's the test point?
Let me hop in with Mary, because I got two people coming into your life as well.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I think Mary's picking up on... Are you picking up on two people, Mary?
Yeah, but I feel like one is a return from the past.
Oh, God, no. I'm sorry. There's no one from my past, at least romantically, that I would care to revisit. No, those times are over.
Good luck on that one, Barb.
I got to say the same thing. I would agree that this is not necessarily someone you have been romantically inclined with, but this is someone that you have known from the past that is coming back into your life. Doesn't mean it's the milkman or the mailman or anything like that. I strongly feel that there is going to be a new person coming in by the March-April timeframe, and that there also is going to be somebody that you have known in the past, not romantically, that is going to suddenly become of interest to you.
Oh, you mean like a renewed friendship? You know, you find an old college buddy online or something like that, like a platonic connection from high school or from college days, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that was platonic that now has the potential for being more than platonic.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
So my reaction would have been the exact same as yours as far as relationships from the past. I mean,
yeah.
I would have laughed you down too. But
yeah.
there are people from the past that were not at the same place that you were at that time frame that have grown so that there is a synchronicity at this point in time.
Okay, that will be interesting.
But Dusty, it's a surprise to you, but it also gives you an opportunity to grow. Barb and I are talking tonight about growth and stretching your spirituality. And one of the things the universe loves to do is surprise us. And it's like, my God, you want me to do this? And then you laugh because generally they turn out positive. So whatever you decide, I really feel like it's a surprise from the past.
Is this also going to be around the springtime?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that will be very interesting to see who that could be. I have to laugh about it. I do. I would just have to laugh about it. Well,
yeah,
hopefully whoever it is.
Well, you never know when something can lead you, but I think you've got a whole bunch of decisions around you, and I think that you're in a time period where you're going to make a step forward in your own mental growth. And I like that. I think that's a good thing.
Oh,
thank
you.
Energy.
And you know, I have to add, you know, further that I think that you have a friendship foundation here that is a wonderful place to grow from. So, you know, just, and there is a lot of laughter connected to at least one of these. I mean, and that's you know, good laughter that is, you know, just so healthy, it's unbelievable. So,
So this must be a very long distance relationship then, since you know, I'm not in any way connected to, you know, I mean, like the significant partners from my past live in different states, and
stop fighting it, and just, I don't mean to be, but I don't know where it's coming in. It can be through another friend and introduce you to someone. It is a energy that is coming in from the past, and that can be someone you met 2 years ago.
Yeah, and this is not connected to any past relationship you've had that it was a love relationship. It's absolutely not any of them.
Right.
Okay, huh. So no, I don't feel it's a long-distance relationship. I feel that you're going to meet somebody...
Yeah, I just moved here into this state not too long ago, you know, so I don't have a network or I actually don't even really have a history here, which is kind of nice.
I don't care. You could be stopping for gas and meet somebody you met 10 years ago.
Huh. Okay. Well, that'll be really intriguing to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, we would love to have you call and validate this, because I am so positive about this, it's unbelievable.
Not really? Is that right?
Yes.
Huh. Well,
you got our number.
Taken by surprise myself, I guess.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Gussie.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
You're
bye-bye
welcome.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know exactly how she feels.
Okay. Well, good. And I love surprises, and I think that you just never know. But I pulled a tarot card, and it just backed what we were saying, so I like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be really, really cool. Okay, we've got Ellen here. Hi, Ellen. How are you tonight?
Just fine. Hello, Barbara. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
How can we help?
Do you mind if I ask a general question of like what you see coming up, or do you really like a very specific question?
Mary?
Oh, well, Ellen, can I ask you, is your father passed?
Yes.
Because that's the first thing I get is like, your father is around you. So I don't know if you've been thinking of him recently, but I truly feel like you might be surprised by the simple fact that he's around you. So I have to say hello to you from him because, and are you considering changing, well, there's, are you considering changing jobs or changing positions at work?
Yes, I'm considering it, but I'm not going to move unless I have something lined up.
Well, let's just let the universe do that, because when your father came in, I got a message that you were doing a good job, but I also got the feeling that there will be, in this year coming, we're in this year, a new position or a new job. And so look on the bright side here. I truly am getting the feeling that that it's, your life is better than you think.
Oh, that's nice. And it's very nice that you were able to get in touch with my father. Does he have anything else to say? He was a very, he was a man of few words in life.
Thank you, because his energy is simply, just tell her I'm here and I'm proud of her for doing a good job. And do you have a brother also, or does she have the brother he's referring to?
I have two brothers. He has two sons.
Thank you. Okay. So he is mentioning them. They're, he's, one is more polite than the other.
At least toward me, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Your dad says, stand with your arms folded and do not let anyone ruin your day.
Wow. I would never have expected that from him. That's an interesting comment. Maybe he sees a bigger picture than he did when he was alive.
Well, that's the whole point of being in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So he, that's why he came in, because he really wants you to stand proud and, again, don't let anyone ruin your day.
Okay.
Yeah, I also want to pop in with, it feels like there's a celebration here around the May timeframe. And it's almost like it's a reunion or a birthday or a celebration. There's a gathering here in May that looks really exciting. It feels as though communication is opening up more greatly between you and some of the people you are close to. But is May a time frame where either the birthday of someone who has passed over or the anniversary of somebody's passing?
No, but it is my birthday.
Okay.
Oh.
All righty. Well, I just feel a celebration here. And it does feel as though, see, I see a lot of laughter, a lot of joy, a lot of celebration, and as you get into June, it feels like there's new beginnings here. Fresh. I see you taking steps in new directions, as though you are opening up to a greater potential the universe is sharing with you.
Wonderful.
So you need to declutter yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let go of some of the emotions, the emotional stuff you've been carrying, because it feels like neck and shoulders feel real stiff to me. And
no,
I'm jumping in on that.
I think you have a lot of burdens and you hold them in your shoulders, or whatever the life problems are. It may be burdens, it may just be worries, but my shoulders hurt. And when you said that, Barb, I had to jump in.
Okay. But I'm feeling you letting go of that. I just, the message that I'm getting, and I don't feel any particular person giving it, is remember to take care of yourself, because you often put so many other people before you, you forget to take care of you. And unless you're balanced and healthy and full of vim and vigor, you can't do anything for anyone else. Otherwise, you'll just be drained. So you need to take care of yourself.
I want to thank the two of you for such wonderful messages. And I hope to call back in May and tell you exactly what that celebration is about.
Oh, absolutely. Is it going to be a significant birthday?
Yes, but I won't share with you if you don't mind.
No. All I'm feeling is that it's a decadal one, right?
You're right on the money.
What'd okay. you say, Mom? What'd you
a
say?
A decadal one.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's okay.
Congratulations.
Yes. I really have to also tell you that you have no idea just how spectacular life is going to be getting for you, that you are definitely not in a slowing down phase, but in a picking up the pace phase. So those things that you've declared I'm done with, no way in hell. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a wonderful message.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Yes, that's my new word. A decadal birthday. I like that.
I like that, too. That was a new word for me.
It's a new one for me, too. I just invented it. No, it may not actually.
Yeah, Barbara, make up a word for you.
Well, maybe not really, but it's the first time it's come out of. Well, it's the first time it came out of my mouth, so I guess I can, you know.
Well, the next deck. What did you say? The next decade birthday.
Decadal.
We're going to celebrate.
It's a decadal birthday. Yes.
I like that.
Okay. We've got Hope up next. Hi, Hope. Whoops, wait a minute. Hi, Hope. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing spectacularly well. Thank you.
Good.
I need a moment, please.
Hope. H-O-P.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello,
welcome. How can we help, Hope?
Okay. Yes, I was wondering if you have any message for my mom. The last time that we spoke, she was in a nursing home, but she just passed away about a year ago, and I miss her so much.
Have you been playing or touching her apron? She puts me in the kitchen.
I've been cooking up some of her recipes just for nostalgic.
Yeah. Would you please scream your favorite recipe, especially anything that she has written?
Okay.
And your mother sends a message that says, I had a good life. And I feel like she really wants you to know that you are on the right track, and she cannot thank you enough because you were really a good daughter to her. Can I ask you what about her shoes?
I wear her slippers and her nightgown, yeah, her bathrobe a lot of the time.
Oh, she loves it. And did she love music? Because I am hearing all this music, and she keeps pointing to you and saying, I like the music.
Yes, very much, yes.
So if it were me, I would be saying, okay, Mom, this one's for you, and then just dancing. And she says, hold out your arms because I'm here to let you know that I'm having fun. And heaven is a good thing for her, and she sends you flashes of yellow light. So I think if you're blinking your eyes and you don't realize that flash of yellow light is really from her, and she just adores you because you
have both a wonderful sense of self-esteem, and that mm-hmm. is to be cherished.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Good. Oh, and she said, who has the pool she's talking about?
Who has the what?
The pool, swimming pool.
Oh, my sister does.
Oh, she really wants to say hello to your sister.
Okay, I will tell her.
Okay, please. Because that pool is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And who's the youngest energy? Because she's talking about the youngest energy. And do one of the grandchildren swim?
Yes.
Okay, because there's your mom is showing me my granddaughter, who is a competitive swimmer. And so your mom wants to mention her, and she wants to mention the youngest energy. Who's the baby?
Oh, it is Shawn Michaels. My daughter was pregnant with him when my mom passed away, and my daughter was just devastated because we would go to the nursing home. Yeah.
Your mom said she didn't miss it at all. This is why she said she made you call in tonight.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay. So you have to tell your daughter that Shawn Michaels has been blessed, and almost with the blessing of he's a very special kid.
Yes, he's had some issues. And I think he really sees her because when he was a couple months old, he would stare up at the ceiling, like to left or to the right, and start smiling.
Yeah, very much so. Because as Barb can tell you also, and I'll let Barb explain this if you want, Barb, the younger energy always sees where they came from.
Yes.
But once again, your sister, your mother is still, she owes me, your sister sitting on the edge of the pool, and is just absolutely must love her too.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Barb.
Oh, I can't add on to that. Mary just took words out of my mouth. So, the only thing I can tell you is that there's something about taking care of the old pictures that I keep picking up on. That the pictures need to be taken care of. That some of them are in boxes and envelopes that could be damaged by water. Frankly, my advice would be to scan them into the computer so everybody can have a copy of everything.
Oh, yeah. We have 3 or 4 boxes of pictures I've got to go through.
Well, just if you scan them all into the computer, you can burn disks for everybody and everybody can have a copy of everything.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's wonderful. Another thing I want...
Go ahead.
I'm toying with buying a house, but I want to buy a house and I want to do, in honor of my mom, make like a garden called Helen's Haven. And I hadn't really decided it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Barbara and I are both yelling yes. And your mom said, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but your mom said, and I didn't get this out, that she was working in the garden.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because that's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and have a little spot called Helen, because her first name was Helen, and I want to name it Helen's Haven, where I can go and just talk with her, and I can honor her. And she loved being in the garden, so I thought that would be something perfect for her. I wanted to buy a house rather than just rent so I could do what I want to with it.
Well, you know what you can do? You can get a bench, and not a cement one, but you can get a bench, and you can put a plaque on it and dedicate it to her, and that way, if you ever move, you can take it with you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Perfect.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Hope.
Thank you.
Bye-bye
now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okie doke.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
It's always fun, Mary.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a cool voice here. Hi, Nathaniel. How's it going tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Mary, this is Nathaniel.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hi, Mary.
I like your voice very much. Nathaniel.
You like my...
Oh, yes, I like your voice very much.
Oh,
Violet,
thank
you. Violet, do you want to read first?
I've been going first all week. It's your turn. Go for it.
Okay. Nathaniel, I don't know if you are learning a new task at work, but there is a new opportunity coming towards you, but it is like a continuation, and I don't know if you feel like you're going to have a whole bunch of new projects coming, but you shine under challenges.
I what now? I shine.
Yes, under challenge.
Oh, okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you? I hope it does.
Yes. Oh, sure.
Okay. And are you concerned about finances right now? Because I keep seeing coins everywhere around you.
Well, I've actually just settled yesterday in a work comp case, and I don't know if I should have. They offered me $12,000 for my thing, so I get about $10,200. And I was on work or disability, you know, work comp, so I don't know if I'll be getting voc rehab. I know I won't, so I don't know if I should actually be doing that. Do you think I should settle, or do you think I should go for more or chance losing everything?
Take the settlement and move on with your life.
You think I should just settle for what I settled for? Or?
Yeah, because Nathaniel, if you keep trying to get more or do different things, your life is on hold, and it's important that you start to move forward. And,
yeah, I really felt a difference from yesterday, I felt a different energy today, you know, so.
Well, we always have self-doubt, but especially with cases like this, you get more if you take the first offer. If you keep going back and going back and going back, then your lawyer gets more than you do. And that's not the purpose of this kind of thing. And if you don't have a lawyer, I have to tell you that the longer you hold yourself in this place, the longer you hold back your forward motion within this life, it's important to move forward. And I do feel that trying to get more is probably not a good idea, because you'll end up with less.
Yeah, they say I still might be able to stay on the weekly benefit, though, if I see another doctor. I don't know if that's going to work out.
But understand this. The longer you hold yourself in place and are focused at being hurt, the longer you keep yourself from actually healing.
That's right. That's what I was kind of thinking. Health, you know, what can I do to heal myself? Some magic yoga, or do some massage or something.
I think that there's some work.
I want to jump
ahead,
in.
Mary.
One of the things that will heal you really well is to take pride in what you do. And every day you see yourself as being a member of this energetic community, and simply know that you are doing the very best you can, and ask for divine guidance so that you do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what heals you. Because when you make up your mind to do this job ahead of you, just as Barb says, then you're not focusing on the negative, you're focusing on the positive. And then you do the yoga, then you do the stretching or the bodybuilding or the walking. But you do it with the calm energy that you are doing your very, very best, and that's what heals you. Right, Barb?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's important that you start looking towards the future. You're stuck so far in the past and in having an injury and getting money for it and yada, 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 that you
right.
aren't. You aren't really moving forward with your life, and it's really important that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I keep wanting to tell you to get on with it, to stop holding yourself in this place, to get moving forward. I mean, you have so many things that you play at that you could actually, you know, warp into a profession if you chose to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what your field is or was, but I do know you've got a radio voice. I do know you play with astrology, numerology, whatever it is. You dabble here, and it's something that you could probably, you know, work into a sideline profession that would be monetarily beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I think that would be very interesting. But again, as I said before, and as Barbara says, be determined to do your very, very best and let divine guidance get you where you're supposed to be, with the concept that what you're doing, you decide to love it. Okay, And then it gets better, and you just take pride in what you're doing. You have a lot going for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, I want to jump yet again here. You have been taken out of a profession for a reason. What did you do?
Well, you know, I kind of wanted to play music, you know, as a kid and a teenager, you know, thing. I really wanted to play music, and then I got interested into massage and astrology, and I did a lot of different, you know, massages and had a lot of different kinds of massages and, you know, different kinds of work and stuff, and, you know, I took yoga for many years, and, you know, I've always just kind of studied astrology. I studied Chinese astrology for over about 35 years, I think, now. And then I got into everything else. And then, you know,
what were you doing when you had your workman comp accident?
Oh, I was a security guard. Security guard.
I don't see you going back to that.
Yeah, I mean, I could if I did that, but see, there's so many other creative things I could do, you know. I mean, it's things like I could do astrology or that, or even teach yoga and do, like, different massages or something. You know, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I would focus on the holistic stuff. I would start trying to get back involved in that, because it feels to me that that's really where you shine. And that's what you love. And, you know, there's nothing better than doing what you love. There's just nothing better in the world doing something that you love. So I would aim you in that direction. You have a little bit of cash in your pocket. So, and Lord knows you're around Blog Talk Radio enough. So,
yeah, I've just kind of adopted it now for about 7 years or so, I think. I'm going to hopefully be getting a computer soon, because the settlement, I don't have a car now. I've been riding the bus and stuff, and it's been pretty, you know,
Okay.
Yeah, and so I was thinking about getting a van and then getting a new MacBook Pro and moving out of the city into somewhere more, you know, opportunity. I'd like to move to Encinitas, but that's a pretty expensive town, and I don't, you know, could really...
There are inexpensive places to live around the expensive places.
Uh-huh.
So I get yourself some transportation, and I get yourself a computer, and then see where the universe takes you.
Yeah, because this is going to be a spring here, and, you know, everything, you know, a lot of opportunity, I think, happens now in this you know, sometimes in those next few months. And actually, we're going from the year of the sheep, you know, the year of Cancer, to the year of Leo, the year of the monkey now. And sometimes, you know, that's going to probably really speed things up and everything. And there's even, like, chances of riots, actually, during the year of the monkeys, because 68 was the year of the monkey, and then we had the Watts riots, and then 92 mm-hmm. was the Rodney King.
Yeah, I would say that riots are a good possibility this year. So where are you located now?
I'm in Barstow, California. That's kind of in between Long Beach and Las Vegas, you know, because Las Vegas is way over in the desert, and that's probably more of where, you know, I mean, this is more mm-hmm. of a desert thing, more or less like Las Vegas or you know, Flagstaff or somewhere, Sedona maybe.
You know, I'm going to say something and you know, just take it for, you know,
sure.
Measure
take
it against a grain of salt. Yeah, maybe the whole salt shaker. I see you more on the east coast than the west coast.
That's cool, because I don't like the desert. The East Coast is pretty
And
the
other place I see you in is possibly Nashville.
Really? Because one guy told me that I'm going to be like a Nashville guy, and I'm going to be like a blues guitarist, and that's another thing I do. And I, you know, really wanted to be a guitarist, and then, you know, I just, everybody kind of, it just, the years went by without notice, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the years kind of flew by like months. I should write
well,
a song.
Well, I would check out that. Check it out, anyhow. You know, don't move on my account, but leave yourself open for the possibility of that. I don't see you as a California energy or a West Coast energy at all. I feel you more towards the East Coast, and I feel that your talents and your skills and you know, all of the levels of expertise that you have fit more into, now, I mean, Nashville is the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, so, but Nashville came up, but also the East Coast, so do leave that open for a possibility. Don't hold yourself to the West Coast, because it doesn't feel like you're going to thrive there.
So I may not be really going back to, you know, the other part of California I grew up in all my life. You know, it's kind of done. It's a lot different than when I grew up there.
Yeah, well, you know, lots of times we're born in places that don't nurture us, and we have to find the part of the globe where we really thrive. And I just don't feel you as a West Coast energy. I feel you more of an East Coast energy.
We'll have to see what happens with that. Any state in particular? Not really.
Well, Nashville and then the East Coast, and I would even say from possibly Virginia up all the way to Maine and New Hampshire, that you have the kind of skill set that would flow into any of the small little towns and villages that are all over the place.
My brother's in, like, Pittsburgh now or something like that, or Pennsylvania or something like that. If I live with him, do you think that would be better?
It would be a stop along the way, but I want you on the coast, I think.
That's one thing I love, that coast.
I can see you in a place where waves are crashing on rocks and stuff like that. So that, to me, would be, you know, Boston, Maine, New Hampshire, in those areas. And, you know, it's just a small town. They have small coffee houses, and someone with your skill set could easily, you know, teach yoga or meditation or do readings or do massage or whatever. So,
yeah.
And especially, you know, if it weren't in the middle of New York State, you know, I'd even say Woodstock, but that's not on the coast. So, entertain the possibility that you're on the wrong coast and visit at least.
Okay. I've never been over on that side. We never went on any vacations or very much. And, you know, my brother kind of knew that, and he went on more vacations, but we never went anywhere. And I've never really been that many places. A lot of people go on a lot of vacations. So,
well, give it a shot and see what happens.
Hey, well, thanks a lot, Barbara. Thanks a lot, Mary.
Okay.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Love his voice. Okay, here's somebody that I'm very familiar with. This is Akia. Hi, Akia. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Mary, I read for her yesterday, so it's for you.
Oh, my. Okay. Hello, Kia.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. How can I help you today?
I just want to know what you guys see for me, for my path. Am I on the right track? Am I with the right person? You know, what do you see?
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
I see a whole bunch of decisions coming for you this next 6 months. You must be ready to change your life completely.
Okay, sure.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious because there's a whole bunch of question marks around you. So
confusion, like not knowing which way to go.
Yeah, because it's like what I'm seeing around you is a need to change your job, change your life, change the way you look at life. There's a whole bunch here, and it's like you've been holding yourself back and is a matter of reaching out and trying something new that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So are you considering getting a new job?
I just started a new job. I just was telling Barbara that yesterday.
Oh, marvelous. So may I ask what you're doing? Because they tell me that you'll do well at the job.
I work for the state government, so I'm working in a program for, like, Medicare.
No wonder you have so many people around you. So, yeah, I feel like if you apply yourself, you have a real possibility of making stronger choices and moving up. And when I ask you about the love interest, they keep telling me that if you're not married or not dating anyone right now, it's a matter of putting your love into this work, and that will bring you to your highest self and will give you a feeling like you are on the right track. I think changing jobs is opening a new job for you, and it's giving you a wonderful sense of accomplishment. And that's working for the government, and that is sometimes hard to do.
Yes.
But congratulations. I really do think that you're in a good place.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Mary, we've got two more. Do you have time?
Yes.
Okay. Two more. We have Pamela and Jennifer. And then we will have managed to read our way through the night. So, hi, Pamela.
Hi, this is Pamela.
Pamela, sorry.
Oh, my God. My Pamela? Yes, how are you? I haven't talked to you in years.
I know, and I was just thinking about you. Oh, God. That is really, 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 how are you? How is your family? How's that handsome husband of yours?
Well, he's doing well, although he's still in Texas taking care of my mother-in-law. And her dementia is getting worse, and they're right now going through the process of Medicaid, you know, to get her Medicaid so she can get some professional help.
And I know Barbara's going to say, okay, we should talk about this when we're not on the air, but I really, really, really wanted you to know that I was thinking about you two just the other day. So I love it. So you thought you were out of my mind. Ha!
Ditto, you were on my mind too.
That's right. But Parm, I have to tell you,
Are you considering changing something again? Because I keep seeing the need to really take a big step forward.
Well, yes, because when Mother goes into the nursing home, that means Kim is moving her to Salt Lake. And
oh.
That means, yes, yes. So that means me having to move where I'm currently at and finding another place for us. Because right now I'm in a place where they don't accept pets. And it's a beautiful little house, and it's been perfect for me. But, you know, Kim is pretty big. He's a big guy, and so is the dog. So
yeah.
We have to find.
And you have the dog.
Yes, yeah, we have Moose.
Okay, so definitely, definitely, for goodness sake, take the step. Call on all your angels. Call on your mother. And say, okay, let's go this. You know, and Salt Lake, you have such beautiful scenery around you. And I think this is one of the reasons, because you really need to be back in a place that's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Okay, which I was in Bellingham last year. So, anyway, I just wish you all the best. And
oh, thank you.
Hearing Akaching. So financially, we'll be okay.
Okay, good, good, good. I'm okay there. I feel really comfortable there. So
yeah.
That's great. Okay. Just if Kim will survive.
Well, he better, or I'm going to come in. Okay.
I know. It's been 5 years.
Oh, my God. Give him my love, okay?
I will. I will. And it's so great to talk to you, Mary. I just wanted to hear your voice. And thank you, Barbara.
Okay, well, I'm going to hop in here because I threw some cards down for you, and I got Phoenix Rising. So for me, that says that you're being reborn out of the ashes of the old, that there is that you're beginning a new phase of life here. And I see a lot of healing energy here, especially over the summertime, and it feels as though you are set free to become the person that you were always meant to be.
Mm.
And
wonderful.
Connected to that is magic and miracles. And it does feel as though the May, June, July timeframe are very important for you, because it creates a bridge, a portal to a new phase of life, and I feel that you've paid a lot of dues, and it does feel as though this next step, this next phase, is going to be a time where you're birthing new aspects of yourself, and you're beginning to move into new directions and stretch yourself intellectually, so that there is a sense here of beginning to embrace the ancient wisdom that you've brought through time into this time frame. You haven't had a chance to use it yet, but you're going to have a chance to use it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mom, let me tell you, your mama says to say hello to your sisters.
I will.
Okay. Yeah.
I will definitely. Definitely.
Good, good. I'm glad. Love you.
Love you too,
awesome.
Guys.
Thanks for calling.
Next time. You
okay.
Bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Now, that was lovely. Now, see, that points out exactly what we were talking about, everybody. This is about relaxing, and I really had just been speaking of them and wondering how they were doing, and presto, here they are.
There she is. Isn't Blog Talk wonderful?
Yes, it is. It is, it is, it is.
Okay,
so one more.
We've got Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. How's it going?
Good. Hi, Barbara and Mary. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm all right, but I'm calling because my January has been absolutely cruddy, and I'm wondering if there's a silver lining that'll come out of it, or was I just meant to have a bad month?
Barb, you want to go first? But I think it's both.
Well, I think it's a matter of perspective.
Me too.
It feels very much as though things are tying up, loosening up. You're finishing things up. You're facing a lot of your challenges, and you're repeating a couple of them. But it does feel as, I don't feel it's a cruddy month. I think it's a reminder month of issues and things that you've learned and you've grown through, and I think you've become stronger. please don't look upon it as cruddy. It was a matter of needing to go through the bad stuff to get to the good stuff. I had one of my ex-husbands, one of the few things he said that I remember that I, you know, value, is that you pay for the good times with the bad. So this just is an indication to me that you've got great stuff coming, and you had to.
Oh, I like that.
Once you reach the bottom of the pool, no matter if someone pushed you down or you weighted yourself down, you rise up.
Yes.
I want to follow this through. I don't feel that it's been cruddy. I think it's been paying dues, and I see great stuff ahead for you. So I'd roll up my sleeves and I would not say bring it on, universe, because then it usually does. But I would say okie doke. This means great stuff is on the road. So, you know, clean your shoes and do your laundry and don't look upon it as cruddy. Look upon it as, oh my God, the dues I've paid. That's great. And
okay.
Come on, look, it's the 28th of the month, for God's sakes. You've got, 29, 30? Yeah, 3 days to go. You're through the worst of it.
Hooray.
Yes.
When I started talking to you, I heard your birthday.
Oh, my birthday? Good.
Okay, when is your birthday?
April.
Okay, well, I think by your birthday, you're going to be dancing.
Okay. Yeah, there were a few deaths in January. I got broken into and robbed. My boyfriend lost his job. But you know what? I'm still healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a roof over my head.
Yeah, there you go. I've had things broken into and robbed. Wayne lost his job four times. So, yes, you're paying dues. And now I'm in Florida. So, you know, yeah, I'm cashing in.
You're cashing in.
And, you know, the stuff that got robbed, you didn't need. And so you lightened your load. And, you know, it's funny. I have found that sometimes having things stolen from you is a good thing. I lived with my mother a very long time ago, and we had cats, and the garbage man would not pick up the kitty litter, so the kitty litter stacked up in the basement in plastic bags. And my mother said to me, "How are you going to get rid of it?" And I pulled out all of the old luggage that nobody wanted anymore. I stuffed it all into the old suitcases, locked them, and then put the suitcases on the curb. And do you know they were all stolen?
That's awesome. You're such a clever monkey.
And you know, it was like my son and I sat by the window with it cracked so we could look out and see all of these idiots that were stealing our used kitty litter. And it was like, oh, hey. You know, sometimes theft is a good thing. It depends.
Yeah.
It's a matter of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We were being robbed, but we were thrilled with being robbed because we were being robbed of what we didn't want anymore. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes the replacement is far better than the original. So, you know, it's a cool thing. Everybody's safe. You're healthy. And, it's, you know, your boyfriend lost his job. That's great. It means he can get on to something that he'd rather do.
Yeah.
I really am not looking upon any of the crap that you've gone through as being bad. It's all good as far as I can see.
And also your boyfriend is stubborn. He had to lose the job in order to move forward.
Yeah, I agree. I said, you know what, I think the job is beneath you. I said that in December, and then in January he got let go, but I knew it was coming anyways. He was surprised, but
he's
really
a man
crazy. He's a man.
Give it a break, honey. You're on a spiritual journey, for God's sakes. It's fun. It's meant to be fun. It really is. Enlightenment, lighten up. And the deaths, while sad and creating a vacancy in your life, they've moved on to far better stuff. It was their time. They paid their dues. You're still paying. Sorry. No, you did not describe crap to me. You described wonderful stuff. Sorry.
Sorry. All right.
There's no sympathy here. It looks all good to me.
No sympathy because we have been there.
You know what? And you know, what I discovered through the robbery thing is that I'm stronger than I thought, you know. I was upset. You know, they went and threw my underwear all over the place and, you know, stole a bunch of stuff. And my jewelry, like small stuff in my laptop. And I'm thinking, you know, at first I was unnerved. And then I went, you know, no, I'm tough. Bastards, they come back here, I'm going to smash their eggy-weggies.
Well, you know, what really would have annoyed me was my underwear because, you know, I almost want to have a drawer full of Victoria's Secret stuff so if a thief goes through it, he's impressed.
Barbara, you are something today.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, frankly, I would have thrown all the underwear out and gotten new underwear. If some stranger had been through my underwear, I would have replaced it all.
I am too cheap. Well, as they were throwing it around, they actually threw it on top of a pair of earrings that I like, so they didn't get those earrings. So.
Okay. Oh, those women. Nah, it's all good, Jennifer. I'm sorry. I mean, call up with a problem sometime, but this is not bad at all.
Yeah. Right.
So hopefully
thank
you. Helped you.
Thank you, yes. Thank you for mocking me, okay? Have a
Anytime.
Good New Year, you guys.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Oh, gosh, Mary. That was
Barbara,
fun.
That was fun.
Well, hey.
That was fun. We are done.
She's a nice, strong lady. We are done. Are we going to do more of these?
Of course.
Okay, I will let you say. I will you let you pick the dates and everything, and you just tell me when to book them, and we'll book them. But
okay,
it's always
do that.
It is
okay.
always a pleasure to work with you and share with you and
same
learn
here,
from
Barbara.
You.
Same here. Love you
okay.
much.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everybody.
And thank you, Deb, for being. You know, a wonderful bookie, and
I show up.
And yeah, thanks for showing up, and thank you everybody for listening. Mary, good night, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, Barbara. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Bye bye. And thank you everybody for being here. No show tomorrow night, but next week I think. Well, next week there's Wednesday for sure. And I think there's also Thursday, but check my website. That will have my schedule on it because I can never keep any of it straight. So thanks for being here. Chris at Curious Times is at Corrine's Blog Talk Radio Show. Please join her over there. And I will talk to most of you again soon. Good night.